Today I keep having submissive thoughts about other women. To articulate it more clearly, I'm having very intense thoughts about me submitting to other women sexually. And for some reason, I'm actually sticking with the thought of pet play, like being a mistress's good little puppy or kitten. I feel like I'd be more fit to be a puppy given my personality type, but it's kind of hard to say. Like, I really like being a bit more independent and kind of like that. You know, I like being more kind of like a cat in that regard, but I also feel like my clinginess and my affectionate nature is more close to a dog. Admittedly, I get more turned on imagining I'm a mistress's good little puppy. Or maybe multiple mistresses' good little puppy. That might be kind of hot, too. So they could all have their way with me and I just obey every command that they tell me to do, assuming it's not any hard limits being crossed. I don't know. I'm just really turned on because I watched this Japanese porn film earlier where it was a lesbian movie and it was focused on this sweet younger girl being dominated by a couple of her admired fellow actresses who she really loved a lot dearly. Like, she was so happy to see them, she actually cried. It was really cute. But they put a collar on her and had her act as their pet. And it was so cute, but it was really hot. And I like that the tone throughout the movie, it wasn't too harsh that it was mean, but it wasn't too tender and loving to lack edge. It was very sweet and gentle, but it also had that subtle erotic edge throughout. And it was really hot watching the entire thing, but like, I put myself in the shoes of the younger girl in the movie, the one that submits, and I've been a mess since. I came really hard watching it, but I feel even more turned on now that I'm thinking about the fact that I crave nothing more right now than to be at a mistress's feet, making her feel good, and being her good little puppy. I love the idea of a mistress fucking me in the ass with her fingers or a strap on or maybe a vibrator. That might be very good, actually. But I also love the thought of a mistress being relentless in how she plays with my clit and my vulva. I love the thought of having every external piece of me teased until I'm just writhing and crying in a mess, and only until she said that I could come would I let, you know, the orgasm actually happen. I would try to be the best puppy that I could be. I'd try to be the best pet that I could be. Please let me submit to you. I guess that's the recurring thought in my mind. I want nothing more than to be a good little girl, a good little puppy, just for you. Collar, leash, and all. I want to be yours. I want you to make me into what you want me to be. I want to be the best puppy that I can be for you. I want to be the most obedient, sweetest puppy that you've ever seen. I just want to be yours. I want to be your precious puppy. And I don't care how many orgasms you take away from me, because I'll always give back insane amounts of lust and affection that you could ever need. So all I really want is to be somebody's sweet little puppy. That's what I'm craving right now. I need a woman to take charge and to show me how to be more experienced, how to become even more, I guess, well-trained than I am now. Normally, I'm the one that's trying to train others into being more in line, but I want to be the one being put in my place for once. So please, mistress, put me in my place.